It's a tough age. Yeah, I know. I'm still in it. She smiled and blew the whistle again and then stuck a hand out. Pyro said you guys might be coming by. Harriet Felton. I stood and we shook. Walt Longmire. The sheriff? One of them. You're here because of Jaya? She watched as she blew the whistle again, just before Jaya was about to pass the line. Sliding, the young woman pivoted and sprang back in the other direction like a possessed puma. So she's as good as everyone says. The coach smiled. Superior. Then what's the problem? The coach blew the whistle again. She's not a leader, and she needs to be. All these girls know she's better than they are, and she could reach a hand back down the ladder and help them to become a better team, but she doesn't. Does it have to do with her sister going missing? Jeannie was not as good as Jaya, but she was a natural-born leader, and the girls just played better because she cared about them. She blew the whistle a final time, and we watched as the players slowed. Showers, ladies, she bellowed. Jaya moved toward the locker room in a solitary strut. Felton watched her and then shook her head. She just doesn't give a shit. Henry stood. Is there anything else that might be bothering her? Other than the death threats, she sighed. There's talk of a boy, well, a young man. Henry stepped down the bleachers, passed her, and then looked up. Name? She folded her arms. These girls trust me. The bear didn't move. I can get it elsewhere. She's kind of dating him on and off. If she is dating him on or off, he is already involved in this. It is our job to follow all of the leads until we discover something. She turned to look at me. That the case, Sheriff? Pretty much. She stared at her own shoes. Harley Wainwright. The son of Digger Wainwright? The bear sounded surprised. Yes. Her eyes came back up. But you didn't hear it from me. She moved down the steps past Henry, pausing to give him a look and then crossed the floor toward the locker rooms without another word. Stepping down to join him, I made the sideline as he reached over to palm a ball from the rack. And who is Digger Wainwright? Big rancher north of the Rez, near Colstrip. Stepping forward, he bounced the ball a few times and then poised to shoot. $5? Considering your last shot, sure. He fired, and the ball made a poetic arch, nestling into the 18-inch hoop with just a whisper of net. Fishing my wallet out with a sigh, I handed him a fin. He white? He started toward the lobby with maybe just a touch of swagger. Very. This ends Disc 1.